But now I want to get into this, the pursuit of excellence versus the burden of perfection. It's an article by Dr. Barbara Markway. She said, perfectionists strive for impossible goals. Pursuers of excellence enjoy meeting high standards that are within reach. Perfectionists value themselves by what they do. Pursuers of excellence value themselves by who they are. Perfectionists, when they run into difficulty, get easily overwhelmed and tend to give up. On the other hand, pursuers of excellence experience temporary disappointment, but they keep going. Perfectionists can be devastated by failure. Pursuers of excellence learn from it. Perfectionists remember mistakes and dwell on them. Pursuers of excellence correct mistakes and learn from them. Perfectionists want to be number one. Pursuers of excellence can live with not being the best, especially when they know they tried their hardest. Perfectionists hate criticism. Pursuers of excellence see criticism as a way to learn. Perfectionists have to win to keep high self-esteem. Pursuers of excellence can finish second and still feel good about themselves. That's kind of a hard pill to swallow sometimes, especially if you lean more to the perfectionist side. Now, there might be instances where you're a perfectionist at work and maybe not in your personal life or vice versa, or areas of life where you feel like you're a perfectionist as opposed to pursuing excellence. Now, I'll share a little bit about you. This is not a woe is me. I'm not bashing anybody, but let's just be honest. Our upbringing and our environment and all those things that we surrounded ourselves with have a lot to do with who we are today. I was in an environment for a very long time that, whether it was explicitly said or said, you know, kind of backhandedly or subtly or implied, I should say, that it's all right to deal with stuff, but you don't share that in public because you're a leader and people are looking to you for guidance and wisdom and knowledge and all those different kinds of things. And it starts to create this unhealthy pressure where you start internalizing everything. And then I've said it many times on this show, but I think it still rings true today, that you push it down so low that you're a walking volcano. You're a walking time bomb, that you are just about to explode on somebody because you can't talk to anybody, that you know you're struggling with something, but you don't have an outlet to express that, or friendships or relationships or family that you feel comfortable sharing that with. And so we start to get into this myth of perfection. I found another writing by Mark Wynn. Started with a quote. It said, "Striving for excellence motivates you. Striving for perfection is demoralizing." He goes on to say, "If you think these are the same thing, I'm afraid you're mistaken. They might be related, but they are the opposite sides of the same coin. In fact, they are so antagonistic towards one another that the best way to achieve excellence is by not demanding perfection." So he goes on to say, let's understand the big difference between the two, and I think this is so great. Perfectionism is focused on doing the thing right, how things appear, and if others think it's done right. Excellence is about doing the right thing. It's focused on the reason for a task and the results for it to be a success. Perfectionism is a thief of time, draining your energy like a blood-sucking vampire. It bullies and criticizes you and demands unachievable outcomes, since whatever you do is never good enough. Sound familiar? It makes you try to live up to some illusion that does not exist. Perfection is always out of reach. However, the pursuit of excellence keeps you focused on what matters, fills you with energy, and can act as a cheerleader. There's no damage to self-esteem like that is found in perfectionism. Perfectionism diminishes your productivity, your efficiency, and effectiveness, and even worse, damages your peace of heart and mind. Ooh, preach that. I need to listen to that, Steve. On the other side, productivity is built into the pursuit of excellence. Often, perfectionists will not complete things, nor even start things, or even take things on at all, for fear of not being able to do it perfectly. Perfectionism often causes procrastination. Fear of being unable to deliver to some unachievable standard often causes them to completely avoid doing what needs to be done. Perfectionists are terrified of making a mistake and consequently find themselves stressed, anxious, and desperately focused on not failing. They maintain unrealistic expectations of themselves and of others and will often micromanage, causing undue stress on themselves and others. excellence focuses your attention on what's right and working well rather than what's not working. And this keeps your attention on the positives and how things could be even better. Excellence is limitless and progressive, since you can always reach for greater and greater excellence, whereas perfection can never be achieved. Success is really based on taking the right action and getting the feedback to improve, and not on getting things totally right every time. Understand the damage that perfectionism does and the benefits of aiming for excellence. Then ask yourself where perfectionism has taken hold in your life or business. It might be a trait of yourself, a partner, a friend, a child, or even an employee. We must deal with it at all levels and nurture an ethos of excellence instead. Accept that nobody is perfect, including yourself. Accept that excellence is a process and a direction rather than an endpoint. There is no fear attached to excellence. Anyone can do it, and it's realistic. You don't always have to do things right, as long as you always do the right thing. Life is so much more rewarding and enjoyable that way. Did you like that? I know I did when I read it this morning. It's crazy. The going back where it says, terrified of making a mistake and find themselves stressed, anxious, and desperately focused on not failing. They maintain unrealistic expectations of themselves and of others, will often micromanage, causing undue stress on themselves and others. I find myself doing that sometimes. And oftentimes I feel like I need to go apologize to those closest to me of trying to micromanage a situation that I can't and never should and would never be able to. You know, I'll find myself stressed and anxious and focused on not failing. And please don't misunderstand. This is not a matter of me belly aching or having a pity party here. I'm being honest with you. And always know that when I'm being honest with you on this show or something that I post on my personal social media, it's not to feel sorry for me. I'm sharing something that is going on with me in hopes that it can inspire you and encourage you that you're not alone and that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I had always told myself that I pursued excellence, but maybe sometimes I was lying to myself, and maybe you've lied to yourself and saying, it's not the pursuit of excellence, we're under the burden of perfection. And I say the burden of perfection because it's unattainable. One of my favorite songs by Hillsong United, it's called Heart Like Heaven. There's a line in there, it says, if you wanted perfection, I would die trying to reach it. How many times have I found myself? How many times have you found yourself trying to be this perfect image of yourself? And all that it is that an image. Now I understand those of us who have the privilege of communicating on stages or through platforms such as this, that we've got to be on. But the problem is when we don't turn the switch off, when we leave the stage or we turn the lights out and trying to be on in every single area of our life. A guest on this show last year, Heather Bean, we were visiting not too long ago, and as I shared something that I had been going through, she goes, well, Steve, I'm glad to know that you're part of the human race. I'm glad to know that you're a human being because we all struggle. But like I said, for years and years and years, hearing like, hey, you struggle, but you don't tell anybody about it. And so when I started changing my environment and I heard people start talking about their struggle, I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you telling people that? You know, you don't need to be telling people that, but I also began to find, I found a quote and I saved it. It said, making mistakes is better than faking perfections. People can see through it. I could see through it, and here's the harsh reality. People could see through me too. They'd be like, yeah, Steve, you say that you're good, but you're really not. Now, they would never tell me that, but in the inside, I'm like, man, I gotta be honest, man. You know, I'm dealing with some stuff, and thank God that I have a wonderful family, you know, parents that I can talk to, especially my mom, and you know, a great and wonderful best friend, and good friends and close friends, and a loving community. That, you know, this might be something that might be a recurring theme because it's where I'm at. It's how I read. It's how I write. It's what I'm reading. You know, things like that about community, about the sense of not facing this struggle alone. And I've always said this, and I'll say it again: facing it alone does not mean that we go on a gripe fest on social media. You know, because most of the time they don't care. I don't know how many ways I can put that. But if you ever notice, you know, sometimes people need a friend or a therapist instead of a Facebook account. And I understand that, look, sometimes we don't have an outlet, but oftentimes we do have an outlet, but sometimes we're too prideful to take that outlet. That was me before until very recently. I was just honest and open about the people around me. Be like, man, I suck right now. I'm struggling and I need your help. And I thank God that I'm making progress, that I am moving forward, that whatever the valley is, I am not going to stay here. And I challenge you the same thing. Life is going to happen, friends, regardless of your faith and what you believe. If you were told that it's all peaches and creams and rainbows and sunshine and leprechauns, someone lied to you. There is struggle in this earth, but that doesn't mean that you're necessarily in the wrong. It means that you're living this life. And we're not designed to do this alone. And oftentimes, can I just say this to you? I'm going to, because it's my show. We always think that a relationship, that a romantic relationship is the solution. Oftentimes, it's not. Because if you ain't right on the inside, if the condition of your soul is not healthy, and then you get into a relationship with somebody else, then what you are doing is pulling them into the pit with you. And then you say, oh, they can save me. There's only one friend who can do that. That's what I believe. And it's not that human being that's going to be able to do that. It's got to be someone stronger to get you out of that pit rather than the dragging in that pit with you. Because the idea of companionship and relationship is two wholes coming together, not two halves to make them complete. Because what that does is place an unrealistic expectation on that other individual to complete you when that was never their design and never their purpose. The design is to complement, not to complete. Woo! But like I just preached, I hope that helps somebody. Another thing that I found about excellence is a comparison. It said excellence is risk, perfection is fear. Excellence is effort, perfection is anger and frustration. Excellence is open to being wrong, perfection is having to be right. Excellence is spontaneity, perfection is control. Excellence is flow, perfectionism is pressure. Excellence is confidence. Perfectionism is doubt. Excellence is a journey. Perfectionism is a destination. Excellence is acceptance. Perfectionism is judgment. Excellence is encouraging. Perfectionism is criticizing. Excellence is surrender. Perfectionism is consuming. I found that in an excerpt from a book. How appropriate. I hope that you'll take time to listen to the show back, or at least this segment, because I know we've talked about a lot and there's a lot of good one-liners, a lot of good potential quotes in there that we could live by. But I want to challenge you, as I'm challenging myself, to turn a page from the burden of perfection and to pursue excellence, to know that I've given it my best and being happy with the results is hard when you've lived a certain way for 35 years. To try to change, but I got news for you and hope this helps you. I can't change myself. I've proven that. I have to rely on one who is greater than I. Sometimes you have to stand on the faith of others when yours is weak. That's very vulnerable. It's a risk. But if you've got people around you saying, hey, we're for you, we're on your team, we love you, I challenge you to do what I did. Put it to the test. Give them an opportunity to prove that they're being honest. And if they're not, you've got your answer. But if they are, you've got a friend. You don't have to rush into a romantic relationship. You can be friends. You know, dudes, if you want some accountability, find you a dude. Ladies, same thing. You know, I said something recently that you don't got to be creepy about it, saying, hey, I want you to help me out, but all that you're really doing is, trying to holla. Trying to get a hookup. People can see through that. Be honest. Be genuine. It can be done. So that brings us towards the very end of the show. I hope this has helped you to understand that there is a difference between excellence and perfection. And as a friend of mine has been telling me, I've been reaching out and saying, you know, Steve, you give grace to a lot of people, but not yourself. And I'm working on that. And know that things are getting better. Things are getting brighter. The valley never ends. I mean, I'm sorry, the valley has an end. It's not forever. So if you're walking through it, friend, it's not the end of the road. Just know that your present circumstance is not your permanent destination. That's going to do it for me and for episode 35. I hope you have enjoyed. It's been fun. And in typical Untucked fashion, it's quote time. And this one ties in perfectly with segment 4. Be careful not to confuse excellence with perfection. excellence I can reach for. Perfection is God's business. Hope you enjoyed. Talk to you in 2 weeks.